Our next item is old business. We have one item of old business. It is subdivision 2006-50, Trap Investments LLC, South Trap Haven as a preliminary. Mr. Gordy, I think that lies in your vast territory.
I don't know where this has been hiding, but it's been hiding for a while, I guess.
2006, yeah. Public hearing was in December 2006.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-50 for Trap Investments LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Proposed subdivision density with 49 lots on 57.8 acres is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. This is also a reduction from the 66 lots originally proposed. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. NREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Their approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 49 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and dressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Dressing Department. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the condition of the approval has been depicted or noted on it. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-50, Trap Pond Investments LLC, South Trap Haven, with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.